Offside. Egiptovski stražarji Mediterana. Evropska unija je med države, od katerih v zameno za finančno pomoč zahteva varovanje mediteranskih vrat Evrope, uvrstila novo članico. Predsednica Evropske komisije Ursula von der Leyen in egiptovski predsednik Abdel Fattah al-Sisi sta podpisala skoraj 7 milijard evrov in pol vreden sporazum. Poleg sodelovanja na področju zajezitve migracij, sporazum predvideva sodelovanje na področjih energetike in vojaške industrije. Denar je al-Sisi rade volje sprejel, saj je egiptovsko gospodarstvo zaradi več kot 30-milijardnega trgovinskega primankljaja, ki ga ustvari vsako leto, odvisno od prilivov tujega kapitala. Uvozno odvisno postkolonialno gospodarstvo so v zadnjih letih dodatno prizadele više cene žita in nafte. Ayman Zohri, strokovnjak za demografijo in migracijske študije na Univerzi v Kairu, pojasnjuje, da je dogovor nadgradnja sporazuma med Evropsko unijo in Egiptom iz leta 2004, s katerim je Unija razširila kvote za izvoz egiptovskih kmetijskih proizvodov na evropske trge.
Talking about the current partnership or raising the representation of raising the relationship between Egypt and the EU and signing this deal and this high level partnership between Egypt and the EU is something is very expected. So it is not actually related in particular to migration or the importance of Egypt as a sending, receiving and transit country in the region. But actually it's more than that. If migration is part of it, of course, but it is more than a migration deal. It's more than what happened, for instance, between Tunisia and the EU. So it is related to the aid from Europe to help Egypt, because Egypt is a very important country in the region and worldwide, and as related to the EU, of course, because the EU is the main, even economic and commercial partner of Egypt.
V skladu s sporazumom bo komisija Egiptu zagotovila 5 milijard evrov posojil v prihodnjih 4 letih. Dogovor pa vključuje tudi slabi 2 milijardi evrov naložb in več 100 milijonov evrov za izvedbo energetskih projektov in projektov na področju migracij. Egipt je v primežu gospodarske krize in visoke inflacije, ki presega 35%. Državi primankuje tuje valute, ki jo nujno potrebuje za uvoz dobrin. Vlada pa ima zaradi visoke zadolženosti redno težave s financiranjem državnega proračuna. Egiptovska centralna banka je v letošnjem letu dvignila ključne obrestne mere in devalvirala domačo valuto v razmerju do ameriškega dolarja, s čimer si je zagotovila novo posojilo mednarodnega denarnega sklada, znanega pod kratico IMF. Poleg posojil denarnega sklada in Svetovne banke so finančno stanje Egipta izboljšale velike investicije Združenih arabskih emiratov. Pred manj kot mesecem dni sta se vladi dogovorili o 32 milijard evrov težki naložbi enega od emigratskih suverenih skladov, ki bo na polotoku Ras al-Kima, zahodno od Aleksandrije, lahko razvil turistične kapacitete. Več o novem pritoku tujega kapitala v Egipt pojasni publicist in profesor na Univerzi v Padovi Giuseppe Aconcia.
Actually, Egypt is looking towards neighboring countries to have help, considering that is witnessing an economic crisis that is quite very strong in the last few years. Especially, there are credits coming to Egypt from the Emirates, $35 billion, and the privileged relationship with Gulf countries, especially Abu Dhabi, who is investing in a coastal town like Ras El Hekma with $24 billion invested over there and 11 major building projects all over the country. country, and all journalists that are trying to cover this are prevented or arrested. Something like this happened to Madame Asser journalist Rana Mamdou, who was arrested and later released after making a reportage in Ras El Hakma. Secondly, Egypt has money coming from the International Monetary Fund, and especially after the $4 billion coming from the Emirates. The International Monetary Fund unblocked $3 billion of the $12 billion. That is the second tranche of loans given to Egypt after the 2013 military coup. So those are two, and included the World Bank, the three major actors that are helping the country to recover from this economic crisis.
Evropske investicije, ki jih obljublja Unija, sestavljata dve ravni. Prvo raven tvori agenda Italije pod vodstvom premijejke Giorgia Meloni, da izboljša odnos z državami Severne Afrike. Drugo raven tvori odnos Evropske unije z Egiptom, ki v veliki meri temelji prav na zajezitvi prihoda migrantov po Sredozemskem morju.
Now comes the European Union, and the investment that have been launched and announced yesterday are quite relevant. 7.4 billion euros that includes several agreements with the country. There are two levels. One is this Italian attempt to have a privileged relationship with North African countries with the Mattei Plan. It was launched a few weeks ago in Rome and included several countries like Tunisia, Algeria, and Egypt as well, on topics related to education, health, agriculture, energy, and infrastructure. And the second is the level of control of migration flows that is quite central for both Italian interest in the Mediterranean region and European interest.
Sporazum Evropske komisije in Egipta lahko razčlenimo na tri glavne interese, ki jih ima Unija v odnosu do Egipta. Prvi so projekti in vlaganja na področju energetike. Od sankcij, ki jih je Zahod uvedel proti Rusiji zaradi vojne v Ukrajini, države stare celine iščejo nov vir zemeljskega plina, s katerim bi nadomestile uvoz ruskega.
There are several levels of cooperation that is increasing with this mission coming from the European Union. One is the one on energy that is quite related to the fact that the European Union is increasingly in need to get rid of any kind of gas that is coming from Russia. So the supplies should come from Algeria or North African countries. And that's why they are so much involved, engaged in going towards this. And especially Italy has a strong presence in the East Mediterranean after the discovery of the Zohr 9 gas field in the Eastern Mediterranean with the control of Eni, that is the major Italian oil company. So a lot of interest coming from this side of economic ties between the two countries.
Drugo področje sodelovanja je vojaška industrija in izvoz orožja v Egipt, za katerega se zauzema zlasti Italija.
There are interests related to the military industry, with money coming to strengthen the military industry in Egypt, coming from Italy, and there are several issues on this instance, especially related to the supplies that have been coming from Italy with the Fram ships built by Fincantieri of 1.2 billion euros and much more. Eurofighter Typhoon 24, M346 jet, 20 ships for the control of the coast and military satellites and more. So there is this in general terms, the aids coming to the Egyptian military industry are increasing, even if the U.S. has been frozen. Part of those aids, they are still there, $1.3 billion that usually come to Egypt from the U.S.
Nazadnje sporazum govori o poostrenem nadzoru Sredozemskega morja z namenom zmanjšanja števila prihodov migrantov na zunanje meje držav članic Unije.
Of course, all those autocrats have a leverage on the migration issue. They can easily control it. And it's quite something clear because in recent months after the agreement signed with Tunisia, there are no many migrants coming to Italy compared to previous years. But in this way, autocrats are reinforced, are strengthened, and migrants who come to Europe from other sides, they can come from the Balkans, from Russia, from other parts, and not including the Mediterranean region. The major problem issue here at stake is that those countries don't respect human rights, especially in Egypt. There are thousands of political prisoners. There are arbitrary arrests of activists, forced disappearances. There are several cases that have never been clarified, or there is no accountability, considering the Regeni case or other journalist researchers who have been arbitrarily arrested in the country. There are no demonstrations. There are the few demonstrations in support of Al-Sisi have been concluded with mass arrest of people that were trying to demonstrate against his re-election last December, so he will be in power up to 2030. Several Human Rights Watch reports talking about arbitrary arrest of migrants and asylum seekers, refugees, deportation of Eritrean migrants. And so all these kind of agreements between countries where there is no respect for human rights and the European Union are always detrimental of the oppositionists and people who are fighting for their rights, for their voice being heard by the authorities, and so are always detrimental for the evolution of those societies that are looking towards democracy and more respectful political environment.
V Egiptu je po podatkih Mednarodne organizacije za migracije iz leta 2022 okoli 9 milijonov migrantov. Od tega 4 milijoni ljudi prihajajo iz sosednjega Sudana, kjer skoraj leto dni poteka državljanska vojna med vojaškima frakcijama. A Sudanci so bili v Egiptu že pred zadnjim konfliktom. Okoli 1,5 milijona je v Egiptu sirskih migrantov, 500,000 pa Libijcev in Jemencev. Migrantsko situacijo v Egiptu predstavi Zohri.
Deal. Oh, this is very large, 7.4 billion euros over a span of 3 years. Part of it is devoted to migration. Of course, why? Because actually Egypt is became now a receiving country. We have millions of foreigners, especially with the current situation and with the political instability in the region and the recent developments in last year. There were two very significant events, the invasion of Gaza by Israeli forces, as well as the exodus of more than 1.5 million Sudanese to neighboring countries. Actually, Egypt received the major bulk of this 1.5 million, more than 500,000 arrived in Egypt, in addition to the previously received nationalities and received refugees and migrants in Egypt. So it's very important for our neighbors to share burden.
Vlada Al-Sisija noče še beguncev iz Gaze, ki bi jih po načrtu, o katerem je v javnosti govorilo več članov izraelske vlade, Izrael izgnal na Sinajski polotok. V Rafo na jugu enklave je izraelska okupatorska vojska izrinila več kot 1,000,000 palestincev. Egiptovske oblasti, ki z dovoljenjem za gradnjo zidu okoli enklave že leta podpirajo izraelsko okupacijo, tudi zdaj podpirajo izvajanje genocida in mejo hranjajo zaprto. Več Akonča.
Of course, there is the issue of Gaza that is always at stake in this context, and Egypt is not doing that much in support of the Palestinians. It's always very much overlapping its interest with Israeli interests. It's keeping the Rafah border closed to Palestinian injured people. It's not helping to find a solution for a ceasefire because it's always against any kind of rights for Hamas. It's considered as an extension of the Muslim Brotherhood, so Egypt is quite strongly supporting Israel in this context.
Berfin Nur Oso, doktorska študentka na Helsinški univerzi, pojasnjuje, da je migrantski del dogovora med Egiptom in državami Evropske unije nadaljevanje trenda evropske migrantske politike. Bo pa dogovor spremenil materialne razmere za begunce v državi.
So of course, like we see this continuation of restrictive policies. So in that sense, I don't see much many changes on the politics side. But when we look at the migrant perspective, I think that it will bring a lot of changes, especially for refugees coming from Sudan or those coming from other countries, especially in Egypt. We see, because Egypt is also a country that borders Sudan, which had recently its own issues, and a lot of people had to flee to Egypt, around like 4 million or even more had to flee. And Egypt is also a transit country between Gaza and other countries like Libya. And then from Libya, there are a lot of people going to Italy or the EU external borders. There's been already ongoing migration control because of him, but also because of the kind of this old Italy-Egypt agreement, cooperation agreement that was signed in 2005.
Dogovor o zajezitvi migracij z Egiptom je sicer le eden v vrsti dogovorov s severnoafriškimi državami, po katerih represijo na zunanjih mejah Evropska unija prenese na tretje države. Julija lani je komisija podoben dogovor sklenila s Tunizijo, leta 2016 pa s Turčijo.
We have always to bear in mind that the EU has a very strong agreement with Turkish authorities that is more than $6 billion for letting the Syrian and Palestinian Afghani migrants traveling to Turkey get stuck in this country and not go towards Europe. So this is quite a strategy that now is in place and is introduced by EU actors. Always have in mind what happened last year with Tunisia, where an agreement has been signed with Kais Saied, the autocrat that is leading the country, and is quite a similar path compared to the Egyptian agreement signed on Sunday.
Oso pojasnjuje, da je egiptovski sporazum na primeru migracij podoben tunizijskemu. Razlika je v samem evropskem utikanju v represivne ukrepe lokalnih oblasti.
I think there are a lot of similarities and also differences. The one with Tunisia, I think it mainly focused on controlling migration. And also the EU promised to provide support for border patrols, like joint border patrols in the Mediterranean, and also supporting and training the Libyan coast guards, for example. I think when we look at the deal with Egypt, the main focus is kind of bringing stability to the Egyptian economy that has been kind of going down since the military coup, and they've been struggling with inflation, and also they've been struggling with providing their own people. So the main focus is kind of like keeping the Egyptians also in their country who are trying to come to Europe.
Egiptovskim oblastem sicer sklepanje sporazumov o zajezitvi migracij ni nepoznano. Sogovorka pojasnjuje, da je Egipt v preteklosti z Italijo sklenil več sporazumov ravno o regulaciji migracij.
The EU and Egypt signed some kind of bilateral trade agreement, but that was focusing more on trade and investment and also exchange of goods between Egypt and the EU. Bilaterally, also Italy and Egypt signed something specifically about controlling migration. And also we see some kind of focus on the curbing of irregular migration. That was back in 2005. And also I think last year also between Italy and Egypt, there was some sort of bilateral agreement. So that was also focusing on the and that was between the foreign ministers of of Italy and Egypt that was focusing specifically on migration and also kind of increasing cooperation on migration and also promoting legal pathways and combating irregular migration. So those are kind of things that are expressed all the time by the EU.
Akonča za konec poudarja, da je s prejetjem sporazuma Egipt dobil dodaten pomen za države Evropske unije, ki v severnoafriško državo polagajo upe o rešitvi problemov, ki jim pretijo.
This signing is very significant because with this signing Egypt come back as a central, as a key strategic actor for the whole European Union into the Mediterranean region. Before there were agreements signed by France with Egypt, by the UK with Egypt, by Italy with Egypt. Now there is the European Union itself that is signing a strong agreement with Egypt. There can be some problems with related to the power struggle between several European countries in this. I'm sure that France and was not there is not much happy about this idea of Meloni and von der Leyen going to Egypt, as much as other countries like Austria, Greece and Cyprus are very much involved into this way of dealing. So there was Mitsotakis, there was Alexander de Croo, the Belgian prime minister, there was the Australian, Austrian Karl Nehammer, so the Cypriot Nikos Christodoulidis. So there is a front to a certain extent of countries that are interested in dealing with Egypt, especially for the gas issue and the terminals of gas. And this is bringing as well a rapprochement between Egypt and Turkey to give the possibility for gas in this area to be easily exported and imported. And Egypt, after the discovery of Zohr 9, is becoming one of the major exporters of gas in the region, as well as gas coming from Israel. So all those countries are to a certain extent interested.
Offside je pripravila Tia.